Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
12 days to go till I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here is on. Your favourite November show. It's the telly show that gets you through November. And 24 days until Black Friday.
Oh, I forgot about
your,
that.
Your big shopping day is coming up pretty soon. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Sam Rockwell, the American film actor. He was, what did he play again? He was brilliant in, have you seen The Green Mile?
Yes, that's what he was in. He's in loads of stuff, but yeah.
He was Wild Bill in The Green Mile. He is 56 today. Now, this is a funny one. You celebrate with Bryan Adams and Ryan Adams.
Oh.
So Bryan Adams is 65 and Ryan Adams is 50.
Oh, there you go.
And often people will go to a Ryan Adams gig and ask him for Summer of 69. Happens all the time.
Getting them mixed up, that's funny.
This is how much of a pro Bryan Adams is.
Okay.
I got to see him in the Marquee last summer and I wandered in. I got a free ticket from work and would never have thought I would have been into seeing him live. Possibly top three shows I've ever been to in my life.
Wow.
Unbelievable. The man is just different gravy. He's such a pro.
Wow.
This is how much of a pro Bryan Adams is. Stage Invader runs up. He's about to start Summer of 69, the song. Stage Invader runs up. You'll hear the Stage Invader start to sing Summer of 69. But have a listen what Bryan does. Here comes your man. There goes the bouncers dragged off. And Bryan just picks it up. Anyway, happy birthday. Bryan Adams is 65. The Groover from Vancouver is having a big party today, no doubt. Right, what else has gone on in the world? 25% of Americans think that there will be a riot no matter what happens at this week's election. You were having a look at the current state of play.
I just checked New York Times there. They had something up there about, it was probably about 5 minutes ago now.
Yeah.
It's really close, but Kamala is in the lead at the minute, but it's like 49% to Kamala, 48% to Trump.
It's gone down to the wire, this one.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, but they've asked loads of people, and no matter what happens or what the outcome is going to be,
there's going to be a riot.
There's going to be a lot of trouble over there, unfortunately, to do with that. Also, we love bragging about bargains. In a study of 2000 and adults, they found that loads of Irish people are on the scout for saving. Everybody loves getting, don't you love getting something for half price?
Lads, it's the best feeling ever.
But you know, when you go in for the January sales and you see something that was 200 quid and now it's down to 80 quid.
Yeah.
Like, was it really 200 quid? I don't think so. I think there's a lot of smoke and mirrors when it comes to sales. It was probably 100 quid and they knocked 20 quid off it. But they make you feel like you're getting a bargain.
I think you're right.
I think a lot of that goes on.
Yeah.
What else have we got for you? And the small. Oh, yeah. We haven't done Dumb Criminals for a while, have we?
No, but I like it.
by the way, if ever you have a Dumb Criminal story, if indeed you are a dumb criminal and you were caught.
I just want to confess.
And you were caught for something, please.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a dumb criminal.
Police have swooped in a property to discover a half-naked suspect hiding inside his own sofa. By the time they arrived, they couldn't find anyone except your lovely friendly dog who was licking their face. However, they soon discovered the suspect had been eluding officers by hiding in the base of his own couch. The hilarious footage shared on social media shows the moment police overturned a grey sofa to find the man
go on.
Curled up
in the fetal
position. Like a little baby.
Please don't arrest me.
A spokesman for the police said, "We've seen some things in our time, but we must say this is a first." So again, if you're engaged in any kind of criminal activity, the old hiding in the couch thing is just not a goer anymore, lads. Try the attic or up a tree. 7:15. You're my little boot thing.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times.
Frickety, frickety. Who's this lunatic?
How are you keeping?
A long time, Paddy.
I'm doing maha good. Oh, good God.
Good man yourself. Vix VIPs.
Hang on a second. What did he say? What does it mean?
Okay,
is it Irish?
Madeline Mahagut.
Good morning. It's like, have a lovely morning.
Aww.
Have a beautiful morning to you.
That's nice.
That kind of thing.
Same to you.
Okay, so. Did you think it said Brits out?
No, well, you'd never know, but.
Madeline Mahagut.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm only messing.
Get rid of it.
What have you got?
Okay, Freddie Prinze Jr., him of the I Know What You Did Last Summer fame actor. I don't know if he's been much lately, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
He's married to Sarah Michelle Gellar, who was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But he's been talking on a podcast called Oldish about fame and how he and his wife deal with it. And I think it's really interesting what he says. Have a listen.
I know how easy it's been for us because I don't go anywhere. I don't go to parties. People don't see Sarah and I out and about at the popular places. We have our restaurants that we like, and they're not super trendy in places where, you know, paparazzi hang out. So we're good at avoiding it. I feel like, I'm not trying to shit on anyone, but I feel like it's not that hard to avoid if you really want to avoid it. There's times where they wait at the bottom of our street, but there's people that are way more famous than me on my street. So I'll just make sure they leave first. They'll go follow Schwarzenegger and leave me alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It isn't this, like, there's no secret to it. And it wasn't like hard. We just don't like that life. You know, she grew up in New York. She experienced everything before she was 21 years old, like nightclubs and all that stuff. And I can count on one hand how many clubs I've been to in my whole life.
Ah, midlife.
I know, but I what I find really interesting there is he's talking about how you either caught the paparazzi or you don't.
Yeah, or you, if you want attention, you can get it, you know?
I think, like, I have definitely been naive in the past in thinking that paparazzi just turn up and take pictures of celebrities.
No, they're planted there. They get tipped off.
But they get tipped off.
Yeah, of course they do.
So it's the celebrities saying, we need our privacy. We can't stand the paparazzi. But is it there? Are they actually phoning somebody to say, we're going to be at this restaurant at this certain amount of time?
Managers and agents would be dropping messages going, oh, they'll be here and they'll be here and they'll be here. They all work together because they need to feed the beast.
But then we're, you know? But we're the beast.
Clicks and attention. Yeah.
That's us.
Oh, yeah, you're right. In that sense.
We are the beast. Yeah. We're the ones that are looking at those pictures. But I don't know, maybe I'm getting very cynical, but it's interesting, I think, what he says there, that you decide or you decide not to court the...
Yeah, but you know what's amazing about that clip? He lives beside Arnold Schwarzenegger when he needs a cup of sugar or a few tea bags.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Arnie.
That's a good point. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a lot of talk about David Attenborough at the moment. He's got a new series out and people are saying that his voice sounds really strange on it. So there's been a lot of fans saying, is it auto-tuned? Have a listen to the clip. Tell me what you think.
Asia is home to the most extraordinary animals. They are under pressure that is increasing as never before. All over the continent.
That's a totally pitched up clip.
Remarkable.
Do you think so?
Listen to the little creatures in the background and everything. Have a listen again.
They are under pressure that is increasing as never before.
Was he visiting the Smurfs? Basically, somebody has taken a clip and pitched it up. BBC have had to come out now and make a statement.
They have, yeah, they've issued a statement.
Okay, so I want you to do the exact same thing. Let me just find some background. Okay, here we are in the woods.
Okay.
I'll show you how he did this.
Here we are, walking through the redwoods of California. And we see the lesser spotted squirrel mating with John, the other squirrel.
Mating with John.
I don't know. See if it works.
Okay, now let's go back.
You're pitching me up, you
okay,
are.
Okay, I'll
go
see.
Go on, so.
Come on.
Here we are, walking through the redwoods of California. And we see the lesser spotted squirrel mating with John, the other squirrel.
With KC. Times.
Roy Keane is doing something in Cork you might be interested in if you want to go and check it out. So it's a one-off event, an evening with Roy.
Oh.
Roy the boy. He will be in conversation with Roddy Doyle, and it's expected to pack out the Marquee by the Lee next summer on July 7th. Roy at the Marquee.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Live at the Keane? No, it doesn't work. tickets are on sale on Friday at 9 a.m. from Ticketmaster. Roy Keane and Roddy Doyle. Well, Doyle collaborated on his second autobiography, which was called The Second Half, which dealt with the autumn of his playing career and his first kind of, you know, when he touched into management.
Okay.
And it didn't really work out too well for him, unfortunately.
So are they friends or are they enemies?
Oh, they'd be good friends.
Oh, would they?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So this is like a Q&A kind of a thing.
Yeah, so it's an evening with Roy, basically, sitting up on stage. Like, he's just, like, the stories and the errands are just hilarious. Like, and I think that's going to be brilliant. So Roy Keane, live at the Marquee with Roddy Doyle. That is going to be happening for summer 2025. Good stuff. Oh, hello, my friend.
Hi, buddy.
It's been a while.
It has been.
It's the battle of the dad gags. I'm about to hit bottom of the barrel here, by the way, all right? as the current champion,
hit that long ago.
Rory O'Hagan, my friend, take it away, please.
Unfortunately, my pet mouse, Elvis, died today. He was caught in a trap.
It's over. You win.
Brilliant. That was brilliant. That was a great start.
What did Harry Potter say when he was filling up his car?
I don't know.
Expensive petroleum. Brutal.
I accidentally drank from a jar of invisible ink. I'm currently at the hospital waiting to be seen. Hopefully I'll get admitted to the ICU.
Why did David Hasselhoff start going by just the Hoff?
Don't know.
It was 100% less hassle.
I went to an archaeology party recently where we were uncovering a lower human leg.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite the shindig.
That's quite funny, actually, because a mummy covered in chocolate and nuts has been found in Egypt. Oh. A mummy covered in chocolate and nuts. Archaeologists believe it's the Pharaoh Roche.
Lads, these are good this morning. What's going on?
What did the bra say to the hat?
I don't know.
You go on ahead, I'll give these to a lift.
How does Ace Ventura, you know Ace Ventura, the character, how does Ace Ventura reply to people who don't like coffee?
I don't know.
All right, tea then?
Oh, no. That's dreadful.
Come on. Dreadful. All right, tea then? Jesus.
My six-year-old asked me to take her to McDonald's. I told her if she can spell it, I'll take her. She said, never mind, take me to KFC.
Such an easier option. Why was the mermaid so good at maths? Because she had an algae bra.
What fruit has to get married in a church?
Dunno.
A cantaloupe.
Oh man, I don't know. That's getting the fart and flush. There she goes. What did the Englishman say to the three-headed lady? Hello, hello, hello.
Did you know that dogs can bark up to 500 times per day? But that's just a rough estimate.
Rory, last joke to you, buddy. Wrap it up.
I accidentally glued the tip of my thumb to the tip of my index finger, but it looks like everything is going to be okay from now on.
We haven't done this for a while.
It's been a while.
Like a full crew.
I know.
This baby Kelly is over there. There's Rory.
Did you miss us?
We did indeed.
The band is back together.
Absolutely. Morning, Victoria.
All right.
Kelly, I need to talk to you. How's the old dating scene going? as baby Kelly, the baby of the show, we have to dip in and out and find out how things are going. Now, I'm not looking for any personal information. I just give me a yay or a nay.
Oh, no, it's all quiet on the Western front. Like,
is it?
I don't have time.
Yeah, I know. It's endless scrolling.
Yeah.
I know. Remember the days, Roar? Remember what we had to do? What we had to do to go out and get the love and affection of a woman?
Yeah. You'd go up and say, will you shift my friend?
Are you dancing? Are you courting? Will you court with me?
See, I think I was meant for that era.
You go put one flower to a girl. Hello, would you court
Remember
me?
They used to say doing a line?
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
All of those things.
Can't say that anymore.
And then what was it when you got stood up? A 50?
Oh, she gave you a 50.
That
was probably the case.
All right, check this out. A woman has been left absolutely heartbroken after she spotted her boyfriend on dating app Hinge whilst he was cuddled up with her on the couch.
Oh, no.
They were having drinks and they were making videos. So they do TikTok videos. So what happened was her friends were over with her, and then the five of them were sitting on a couch. The friend connected her phone to the TV and put her dating app up, and they were scrolling. You know, she was like, oh yeah, pick him, choose him, go with him. Your man, the boyfriend, sitting beside the girlfriend, his profile pops up.
Awkward.
In the video, he just basically falls to the ground and scream, and then all hell breaks loose. And I don't know what happened next. Was there an ambulance called? I presume there was.
Oh, God.
Well, like, you can't be in the same vicinity on it. Like,
because it'll link you there. You don't want to...
Someone's going to see it.
I know.
I don't know. He probably lied about it and said he was being catfished or something.
What's the one where you have all the power? You know, it's basically women have to make the first move.
Oh, Bumble.
Is that Bumble? Okay.
Yeah, I've never tried that one.
Okay.
Maybe you should try that one, Kel.
Oh, yeah, I will. Thanks, guys.
No, no. Come to us anytime for dating advice, Kel.
Yeah, I'll come to the three of you for dating advice. You know exactly
come to
what's
us
going
for
on.
For nothing. Advice on changing nappies and missing mortgage payments. Yeah, no problem.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Kieran, on his way to work in Mallow. How are you, fella?
Morning,
not too bad at all. Kieran, how is it out there this morning for you?
Traffic's fairly poor. Yeah. Okay. Glenway Road, not great.
Thanks for your update there. That's our
traffic reporter.
Our eye in the sky on the ground, Kieran.
Kieran.
I appreciate that, buddy. Kieran, you're pulled over nice and safe. Let's go through these. You got 10 questions. You have 60 seconds. If you get stuck on something, give us a guess. Like, you know, if you don't know the answer, throw a guess at us, but at least give us something.
Yeah.
And you might be right. I can do no more for you but light a candle. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Question one. Can you finish this show title? Malcolm in the
Middle.
Who's Ireland's current president?
Oh, Jesus, don't forget my name. I'm Michael D. Higgins.
Question number three. What did Chris Martin fall through over the weekend?
Stage door.
Can you name a famous John? Give me any famous John.
Lennon.
Question five. Margot Robbie gave birth to a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Question number six. What animal is on the cover of Kerrygold Butter?
Cow.
Yeah. Question seven. What band sing Welcome to the Jungle?
Nirvana.
Question number eight. In what decade was the first Karate Kid movie?
18th.
Question nine. What major horse racing event happens in Australia today?
Breeders' Cup.
And question 10. Taylor Swift is in her 30s. What age is she? Quickly.
33.
Oh, that was a good round, Kieran.
Well, he's given me 33 on that one.
That was a good round.
Malcolm in the Middle is correct. Michael D. Higgins is correct. You took your time with Michael D. We'd be very upset with you. Chris Martin fell through a stage door. Again, the second major star for it to happen. A famous John is John Lennon, John Cleese, John Wayne, John Kennedy. Thank you. Margot Robbie gave birth to a boy. That is correct. You'll find a cow on the front of a Kerrygold wrapper. Welcome to the Jungle. Who would you say, Vic?
I don't know. I don't know. I know the song, though.
Yeah, Welcome to the Jungle was Guns N' Roses. Ah! Not Nirvana, Guns N' Roses. You're right about the Karate Kid that was in the 80s. The Melbourne Cup is the big horse race we were talking about. And Taylor Swift is 34.
Oh.
So we were flying till the last four.
Well done, Kieran.
So, Kieran, I'm very sorry. It's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll get you back another day.
Brilliant.
All right, man.
Well done, Kieran.
Thanks, Kieran. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a good one, man. See you soon. 20 past 8 in the morning. That is the pop quiz for today. We do it every morning around about 8:15. If you want to play tomorrow, we'll give you the qualifying question at about 5 to 8.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Yes, and Vic's VIPs showbiz section starts with a celebrity squirrel. What have you got?
Okay, this is making the media everywhere. There's a squirrel called Peanut, or there was a squirrel called Peanut.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a woman and a man had a pet squirrel called Peanut for 7 years, and unfortunately, somehow the squirrel bit somebody. And then it was reported to the authorities, and then the house was raided. They captured the squirrel and unfortunately put the squirrel down. But the owners...
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
I've seen Peanut the squirrel. He's a big internet star.
Yeah.
He's been living with this family. He does little tricks. He wears little hats and he hides his nuts. We have so much in common.
But I think it's in the state of New York. It's illegal, you see, to have that kind of animal as a pet.
What if he decides to live with you, though? Like, I mean, he obviously started hanging around their house and he became a pet.
Well, the owners are absolutely distraught over it. Have a listen to the clip of the owners talking about it.
You know, 7 years of my life, I had a squirrel. Not a single official from any state that we were in ever reached out to say we were violating something. Yes, the laws are the laws and paperwork is paperwork. But again, we didn't house a dragon. We had a squirrel and a raccoon who apparently bit somebody. I've had people travel the country and even the world to meet Peanut, and he has never bitten anybody. And also, as a state official and a police officer, wouldn't your guidelines be to wear PPE and protective gloves?
You know, Peanut the Squirrel now has become a symbol of Trump's presidential campaign. And now they have Make Squirrels Great Again hats, and they have, he's part of a poster campaign. X and Twitter has just blown up with justice for Peanut the Squirrel.
Who is unfortunately no longer with us.
They've taken him out.
They have.
That's terrible news.
Absolutely it is. J-Lo was asked while she was signing autographs by a photographer if she had any comment to make about the P. Diddy allegations.
Oh, really?
You'll hear that the audio's a bit ruffly because it's from a phone, but you'll hear a photographer ask her if she has a comment, and then you'll hear the rest of the photographers asking her not to leave because she literally downs the pen and walks away straight away.
J-Lo, do you have any comments about P. Diddy, the allegations?
Well, back up, look, don't lean.
Yeah.
And she's gone.
It's got to be awkward.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I imagine that she is probably getting that quite a lot wherever she goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was hanging out with him pretty much every weekend for about 4 years.
Absolutely, she was. Right, yeah. The I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here lineup. It actually dropped over the weekend, but because we were on the bus yesterday, we didn't get to too much of it. But I want to go through this list, and I want you to tell me if you know who any of these people are, right?
We'll start. I won't, by the way.
We'll start at the top. Colleen Rooney.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we know Colleen.
Danny Jones.
Danny is in a band. He's in a band with little Matt Flies. Matt Fly.
Yeah. Well done. Oti Mabuse.
What a great name.
I know.
I don't know Oti Mabuse.
She's a Strictly Come Dancing judge.
Okay.
Jane Moore.
Not a clue.
British journalist. She's on Loose Women. She's on the panel on Loose Women. Dean McCullough.
Radio.
Yeah, I don't know. Talisa.
Talisa was in a 90s urban
that's
band.
Right. You have it. Barry McGuigan.
Hold on a sec. I need to get her band.
I don't know who the band does. Come on, we're running out.
Was Talisa with a little fella called Dabby who had
a
bouncy hat? Little annoying, squeaky fella called.
You're right.
N-Dubs.
Right.
N-Dubs.
Oh, you're right. Well done. Barry McGuigan.
Legend.
Melvin Odom.
Melvin Odom, is he a dancer or something?
I don't know.
Or was he in JLS?
I don't think. Was he? Is that him?
I don't know.
It probably is, actually. I think you're right. Alan Halsall.
Not a clue.
Coronation Street actor.
Okay.
And Maura Higgins.
Maura Higgins is in there. I love Maura.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Return to Hogwarts. Binge all the Harry Potter movies with a Now Cinema membership.
The one thing that winds me up the most about the kids' toys is when, you know, they open it up and they play with the box, obviously. And the thing that's in there that's cost a fortune doesn't really get played with.
No.
And then you're left with stacks and tons of plastic, and the majority, 90% of toys are made of plastic.
Yeah.
They end up in a dump and take so long to break down, and they shouldn't be dumped because there's so many people that could use them.
So true.
This is genius. They're setting up a toy library in Cork.
This is so cool.
And it's happening on the 10th of November in the Cricket Club at 11 in the morning. Now, you get the free tickets through Eventbrite just to get your tickets, but you bring along your toys and you can swap them for other ones.
Yes.
Or you can just leave them there and then the toys will find a nice home.
It makes so much sense.
It's just to help with sustainability and, you know, people not throwing things out. So Cricket Club, 10th of November. Yeah. If you just Google the toy library, it's a genius idea. So good. The girls that are running it have a website up. It'll give you all the details. But rather than dumping stuff, go and trade it off.
Yeah,
swap
it
out. 10th of November at the Cricket Club in Cork if you want to go along to it. It's a brilliant idea.
Red FM weather.
With Casey's Furniture. Autumn event now in store and at caseys.ie.
Weather-wise today, it's drying up, but the showers will be back from about 4 o'clock today. We're looking at about 14 degrees later on. How would you fancy €100,000 in cash tax-free dropping into your bank account on Friday? We can make that happen for you, and we'll do it next.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed, and thank you, sir. And well done on those pronunciations. I know you practice all through the night. You get out of bed in the middle of the night to hit us with those. I'd say you're sitting at your desk going, oh, lads, not now.
If you just say them quickly and confidently.
That's it.
I love covering him.
Yeah.
Real good fun.
Can anybody skate here, by the way? Any of the gang, are you good on ice?
Yeah, I'd give it a go. Like.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm not bad.
Mm.
But I get kind of like sore after a while.
Oh, it's tough going. It's a proper workout, like.
Real sport.
Great for the glutes. And then you go ice skating. Like if I bring the kids, usually Rachel head out with them. I'm just standing there. Because if I go out on ice, as I mentioned earlier on, I will kill people if I land on them.
I would, like, I'd pay to see it.
People will die.
Well, we could just go before everyone else gets there. And just let's just see. We could put all the little penguins out and see how you get on.
Why don't they have adult penguins?
I want an adult penguin.
Now, if I bring a Dunstores trolley in,
I'd love
can
to
I use that?
Dunstores I'd love to trolley. See you reaching down to try and get the penguin because you're like four times
it's discrimination with no adult penguins. Little things
do
to hold.
They make the adult penguins anyway?
Surely do. I have to.
Okay, we need to find out, lads.
Alpine Skate Trail is coming to Cork. It's part of Winterlea. Have you heard about this? It's amazing. Super value.
You and Rory would be like Will Ferrell and, you know, the Blades of Glory film.
Oh, bring it. I'd be holding you up in the air. They're building a playground of ice and magic, and they're going to have, like, ice skating, festive food, beverages, culinary delights, local vendors. A proper little winter village for Cork.
So excited about this.
And it's happening at Super Value Parky Queeve. I've got your two tickets now. I've got actually in two family passes for you to win right now. But I need you to do a little bit of work if you want to win these family passes and go ice skating with the whole crew.
Yeah.
Okay, Victoria.
Okay.
The challenge we are giving them this morning, bring forth, please.
The challenge this morning is you have to ring your doorbell or knock your knocker.
Get your knockers out.
Get your knockers
out. Hit those doorbells. Do it now.
We want it to be recorded and we want you to shout Red FM while it's being recorded.
First two people to record their doorbells, they couldn't have done it right now. No way.
There's no way
somebody has done it. Is that a door?
No,
I don't know.
Not. I'll tell you what that is now. That's a glove box.
Okay. 0868.
It is.
You're right.
That's a glove box in the car.
Yes, you're right.
Glove box.
Yes.
I need doorbells and I need door knockers immediately. 0868104106. Get them into me now and we'll get back to this in a moment. And sort somebody out with your family passes to go to the Alpine Skate Trail, which is coming as part of Winterlea at Super Value Parky Queen. You're going to love it.
On Cork's Good Times.
Just knocking at my door, Cork's Red FM, knocking at the door. Thank you. Would love to go skating with the family, please.
It's I love you, Selena. I love your accent so much, but it sounds like you're knocking at the door for Mr. Bond. I have your package. Selena, you're in the draw. 0868104106. Let's see what else is coming into us this morning. All the mad people out there of Cork. By the way, how mad must it have looked? Half of Cork running outside, banging on doorbells.
Red FM, Douglas, Isabella in Cork.
Oh, we got you already, Isabella. Thank you very much. You're in the draw as well. Sue and Blarney.
Red FM.
I'd say the neighbours are chuffed with us this morning.
They're like, what is going on? Okay, so rather than knocking and ringing a doorbell, that's the flipping of a letterbox. Thank you so much for that. Great work and great effort. Little knocks.
My mum will have to tell me if I win because I gotta go to school.
Aww. Okay, well, you better go to school or you're gonna get in big trouble with your teacher. Dua Lipa's Illusion, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 8:52 in the morning. Morning, gang. I'm just reading about a very sad story coming out of Yall. A family of Italians who have had their own pizza business in a pizza truck down Yall direction lost their pizza business because of a fire on Sunday, the 27th of October. Their food trailer got accidentally set on fire, which was completely destroyed. The unit was burnt from inside out. Thankfully, they're safe. That's the main thing. Pizza trucks can be replaced. But they're trying to get their business back up and running. And if you go to the legend that is Richie from Richie's Food and Nature, if you go to his Facebook page, Richie popped up a video with a link to a GoFundMe.
Okay.
So if you're from down Yall direction and you've eaten out of that pizza truck and you want to help them get back up and running, there's a little GoFundMe there. There's a link on Richie's Food and Nature. If you go to Facebook, it'll take you directly to it and you can see his chat with the lads. And help them get back on their feet. They need to get about 15 grand together to get their truck business back up and running. But when you lose a business like that through fire and insurance isn't covering it for
whatever reason,
that's pretty tough going. Good luck with that, gang. I hope it all goes well. This is interesting, Vic. A UCC student has won 10 years of free Uber trips.
Oh, wow.
Grace is a third-year biochemistry student at University College Cork. Said she was at work when she heard Uber Ireland Kieran Hart phoned her to let her know she'd won the competition.
Wow.
I would have so much crack with that.
I know,
I'd be
you
like,
would.
Glasgow. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. Belfast.
Yeah. Quickly. I'm sure there's terms and conditions as to where she can go, but congratulations.
That's a good little prize.
That's a nice little prize for when you speak it of nice little prizes.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to send you to the Alpine Skate Trail. It's going to happen down at Super Value Park, Yqueve. Will we go? Just tell me to stop and I'll scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. Stop and let me see who I've got here. This is just look at the draw stuff. Let's see who this is.
Red FM!
It's Aaron Doherty!
Oh, it is!
Aaron Doherty in Passage West. You and the family are going skating.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Aaron.
Well done. We'll do it again. Just tell me to stop and I'll keep scrolling.
Okay, keep going. Stop.
And stop. Let me click in here. I don't know who this is now.
Red FM!
Red FM! Oh.
That's Chloe O'Leary.
Well done, Chloe.
And the O'Leary family. You've also got your family pass to go to the Alpine Skate Trail. It is Cork's most beloved skating experience, moving to Super Value Park, Yqueve, and it's going to be part of the incredible Winter Lee setup.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's good times.
Red FM.